A wild being from birth, my spirit spurns control, wandering the wide earth searching for my soul. While all the world is chiding in visions of the dark night, I have had a waking dream, a holy dream, a holy dream, a waking dream of life and light that cheered me as a lovely being, a lonely spirit guiding, with a ray turned back upon the past, while I, aghast, sit motionless through the misty night, dimly peering at what once shone bright, peeking wary at what shone afar. What could there be more purely bright in truth's day star?
In consideration of the faculties and impulses of the human soul, in consideration of our arrogance, our radical, primitive, irreducible arrogance of reason, we have all overlooked the propensity. We saw no need for it, the paradoxical something which we may call perverseness, a mobile without motive. Through its promptings, we act without comprehensible object. Induction would have brought phrenology to admit this. We act for the reason we should not. For certain minds, this is absolutely irresistible. The conviction of the wrong or impolicy of an action is often the unconquerable force. It is primitive impulse, elementary, the overwhelming tendency to do wrong for the wrong's sake. This impels us to its persecutions, oh holy dream. We persist in acts because we feel that we should not persist in them. This is the combativeness of phrenology.
We have a task before us which must be speedily performed. We know it will be ruinous to delay. Trumpet-tongued, the important crisis of our life calls. We glow.
We are consumed with eagerness to commence work. Yet, a shadow flits across the brain. The impulse increased to a wish, the wish to a desire, the desire to uncontrollable longing, and the longing in defiance of all consequences is indulged. We put off all until tomorrow.
We tremble with the violence of the conflict within us, the definite with the indefinite. The substance with the shadow. There is no answer except that we feel perverse. The shadow prevails. Our energy returns. We will commit now. We will labor now. Oh, holiest of dreams. But it is too late. We stand upon the brink of the precipice.
We grow sick and dizzy. We go to shrink from danger, but instead we approach it. We are intoxicated by the mere idea of a fall from such a great height. This fall, this rushing annihilation, for the very reason it contains the most loathsome and ghastly images of death and suffering. For this reason do we now most impetuously desire it. There is no passion in nature so demonic as the passion of him who, shuddering upon the edge, meditates a plunge. We will these actions merely because we feel that we should not. Having realized this, I swoon. It is the spirit of the perverse. The idea of a poison candle struck my fancy, and I procured one for my victim. I will not vex you with impertinent details, but suffice it to say, the verdict was death by the visitation of God.
All went well for me.
All went well for me.
His estate inherited. I reveled in absolute security. I would never be found out. I was safe. I was safe. If I did not prove fool enough to make open confession.
If I did not prove fool enough to make public confession. No sooner had I uttered those words than I found an icy chill creep to my heart. I made a strong effort to shake off this nightmare of the soul. I laughed, I whistled, I walked, and then walked faster. I thought I saw a formless shape approaching me from behind, and then I ran. I pushed and shoved blindly. I thought I felt a hand upon my throat. No mortal hand. I screamed, and then clearly, clearly, I enunciated pregnant sentences that consigned me to the hangman and to hell. The fullest judicial conviction. Today I wear chains, but tomorrow I shall be fetterless. But where, oh holy dream, oh beam of light, I fall prostrate with excitement this holy night.